You're listening to the Daily Mishnah Podcast with Benedict.
So we're in the sixth Mishnah of the 13th chapter, and we're still circling around these questions of marriages which might not have full force, and in particular, marriage of a man to someone who's underage, who's been given in marriage either by one of her brothers or by her mother. And we learned that this marriage doesn't really have full force, or at least not the same force as a regular marriage. And until the age of majority, she can refuse. She can exercise a right of refusal. So this is not a full marriage. I'm going to play around in these upcoming Mishnayot with the implications of someone who's maybe not fully married. But we're actually going to start with the regular situation of someone who's married to a man and then divorced and then remarried. And we've always said, as long as there's no other marriage in between, that's fine. You can get divorced and a couple can get divorced and get remarried. There's no problem if there's no one else in between. And that's pretty much what the Mishnah outlines. A person divorces his wife and then remarries her. She's permitted to the Yavam. In other words, she's permitted to his brother-in-law. And generally, marrying your brother's divorced wife is not allowed. But marrying your deceased brother's widow is mandatory. So this part of the Mishnah is playing around with the idea is, look, is the previous divorce, does that take precedence? Or does the remarriage take precedence? And the Mishnah seems to be saying, look, we treat her just as if she's remarried, right? Someone who divorces his wife and then remarries her, she's permitted to the Yabam, i.e. the remarriage takes precedence. And Rabbi Elazar is going to disagree, but the halakha does not follow Rabbi Elazar. And similarly, V'chein hamagaresh et hayitumah v'hechzira. Now, this is someone who divorces a yitumah, an orphan. Now, an orphan is someone whose father didn't give her away in marriage, i.e., she was given away in marriage by the mother or the possibly by the mother or by the or by the brothers, and he's divorced her with a real get, and then he's brought her back. And the halacha is the same, muteret layabam. But Rabbi Elazar is going to disagree, and he seems to disagree because of the rabbinic nature of the marriage. In other words, he's going to say, look, she comes back, but she doesn't. When she comes, she's properly divorced. She's properly divorced when she's divorced. When she comes back, well, hang on, she's not old enough. She's not given away by her father as someone underage, and she's not old enough to contract a full marriage on her own terms. So she's not, maybe this marriage doesn't really take precedence over the divorce. And that seems to be why Rabbi Elazar forbids. And now the Mishnah is going to give the final case, Katana. And this is really where we define precisely what we're talking about here. So this is a minor who's been given in marriage by her father, and she's been divorced. So she's been given by her father, that's a Torah marriage, and she's been divorced. She's like an orphan in her father's lifetime. What does that mean? She's left the domain of her father. Her father's no longer responsible for her, but she's also left the domain of her husband. So even though she might be underage, because she's underage, she's in neither legal framework, neither the framework of her father or the framework of her husband. And that's why the Mishnah describes her as a yutoma, like an orphan. She's like an orphan in her father's lifetime. Her father's still alive, but she, from a legal point of view, she's like an orphan. Hechzira asura liyabam. And if her husband remarried her, at this point, we absolutely have a remarriage, which is only rabbinic. It's only rabbinic because she's like an orphan. She's underage. She can't accept Kiddushin on her own account, and her father can't accept Kiddushin on her account because the legal relationship between her and her father has been split. So now we're going to say asura, asura la yabam. At this point, she becomes forbidden to the yabam, to her brother-in-law, because the status of the divorce, which is a real divorce, takes precedence over the remarriage. In other words, it's the opposite case of the first case we learned. The remarriage takes precedence over the divorce. But in the last case, the divorce takes precedence over the remarriage. And now we're going to play around with these sorts of ideas, but in a little bit more complexity. And we've seen before that the Mishnah of Yevamot loves building these mind games. And now we're going to build some more games around these concepts of basically rabbinic or, you could say, first class and second class marriages and divorces or marriages. Shnei achim nusu'im shtei achayot yotamot ktanot. So we got two brothers married to two sisters who were minors and orphans. So they're two minors and orphans. Met ba'ala shel achad mehem. One of the husbands died. Teitzei mishum achot isha. She doesn't have any... The husband of one of them died. So that there are two sisters. One of them's a widow now. The widow... Teitzei mishum achot isha. The widow doesn't have any relationship with Yabum because she is the sister of the Yabam's wife. We've got two brothers married to two sisters. So the person that's going to do Yabum is essentially marrying his wife's sister. We've already learned that we can't do that. We can't marry our wife's sister. V'chein shtei chershot. And similarly in the case of two deaf mutes. So again, we got marriages that seem to be only rabbinic because the deaf mutes they're not judged to have full legal capacity. So they can't accept the kiddushin. But nevertheless, the marriage stands sufficiently for them to be exempt from yibum because they are the sister of the wife of their yabam. Let's make it a bit more complicated. Let's make one adult and one minor rather than two minors. Gdola uktana. So let's say we have one adult and one minor. These are the two sisters now. But one is now overage and one is underage. Meit balashla ktana. The husband of the minor dies. So the underage girl now requires yibum. But her yabam, her brother-in-law, is actually married to her sister and her to her overage sister. So he's properly married, not rabbinically married. He's properly married. And we can't marry, if you're properly, you can't marry the husband. You can't marry the husband of your sister. So the Mishnah rules, Teitzei mishum achot isha. She's exempt because she's his wife's sister. There's no dispute about it. But what about the other way around? Mate ba'ala shel gdola. What about the husband of the elder one dying? And now we're going to have a dispute because the elder sister needs yibum. Fine, the yabam, the brother-in-law, is married to the younger sister, but the younger sister's underage. So is he really married to her or is he not? This is a younger sister who can who can refuse? Is she really caught in the, is she really set free by the halacha that, you know, the wife's sister is free of Yibum? And the rabbis argue about it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mulamdim et haktana shetima enbo. So Rabbi Eliezer says, look, we're going to get the minor to make a declaration of refusal. We're going to get the minor effectively to annul the marriage. And that means her husband is going to be able to marry the elder sister. Why are we going to do this? Because Rabbi Eliezer is afraid that this husband is going to end up prohibited from marrying either of them. He can't have a relationship with the elder because he's married to the younger, and he can't have a relationship with the younger because he's married to the older. They're both forbidden. Rabban Gamliel has a different kind of approach. Rabban Gamliel Omer, im einam, einav, im lav, tamtin ad shetagdil. Rabban Gamliel says, look, if she refuses, she can refuse. But in any case, she's not prohibited from living with her husband for the moment. The relationship of the fact that her elder sister is a shomeret yabam, the fact that her elder sister is waiting for yibum from her husband, doesn't prohibit the younger from just carrying on being in this kind of semi-married state to the husband. She can wait until she comes of age. So let her wait till she's of age, and then the widow is going to be free of yibum because she's the wife of the sister. She's the wife's sister. It's no problem at all. At once she becomes of age, she becomes properly married, and her elder sister becomes, the relationship between her elder sister and the yabam is that of a wife's sister. There's no problem. She can remain married to her original husband. And her widowed sister is free now, completely free of both the obligations of Yibum and Chalitza. And so her elder sister can get married to whoever she likes to. Effectively, they're both set up. They're both free to, one is already married to the person she wants to be married to, and the other can get just marry anybody. There's no problem. That's Rabban Gamliel. And interesting, Rabban Gamliel, he is a Nasi, and he normally paskens in a pragmatic way. And we can see this coming out. Rabbi Eliezer, we've seen Rabbi Eliezer as an extreme posek before. And the fact that he rules that effectively the younger sister can't even live with her husband anymore because of the fact that her elder sister's a widow. I mean, we can see he takes a slightly more doctrinaire view than Rabban Gamliel. What about Rabbi Yehoshua? Rabbi Yehoshua is not a positive. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, oilo al ishto, woe to him because of his wife. Ve oilo al eshet achiv, and woe to him because of his brother's wife. This situation is completely impossible according to Rabbi Yehoshua. Motzi et ishto v'get, he has to give his wife a get. It's not sufficient that she refuses and then the marriage is dissolved, and of course then she exits, of course, without being a divorced woman. She can marry a priest, she can marry one of his relatives. Rabbi Yehoshua is going to demand that he gives his wife a get, motzi et ishto v'get. Of course, once he's given his wife a get, then her sister becomes the sister of his divorcee. And we know you can't marry your sister's divorcee. So he can't marry the widow either. Ve'et eshet achiv b'chalitza. He sends his brother's wife away via chalitza. So he gives one of them a get, and he gives the other one chalitza. I guess they're both free to marry anybody else that they like, although the younger one can't marry a kohen. But they might both be free to marry, but neither of them are actually married. And that's why Rabbi Yehoshua says, oy lo al ishto, or woe to him because of his wife, and woe to him because of the wife of his brother.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Daily Mishnah Podcast with Benedict.